Don't you all enjoy receiving a gift? A gift, whether it's at Christmas time, or a birthday, or a wedding, an anniversary, or graduation, or some other special occasion, retirement perhaps. The people, we are blessed with gifts. And last year, about this time, on the Feast of Holy Guardian Angels on October the 2nd, you all blessed me with a gift from the congregation on the occasion of my 50th birthday, on the occasion of having reached that half-century mark. And that gift, if you remember, was the gift of a beautiful ceremonial sword and a plaque in my honor for the Feast of Holy Guardian Angels. And as wonderful as these gifts may be, they all pale in comparison to the greatest gift, to the gift of God. The gift of God. Last week, as we celebrated the exaltation of the Holy Cross, we saw how the cross of Christ serves as an emblem of love. It is that divine love conveyed in the cross, which signifies God's great and profound love for the world, for each of us. But today, we celebrate another aspect of divine love, another emblem and manifestation of the gift of God, the gift of God in the life, the witness, and ministry of one of the apostles of Christ. For today, we celebrate the feast of St. Matthew, the apostle and evangelist. And as we will see, St. Matthew ultimately lived up to his name, because the name Matthew is derived from the Hebrew Matayahu, or simply Matei, which literally means gift of Yahweh, or gift of God. Matthew, the gift of God. St. Matthew was both the recipient of the gift of God, and himself, through his apostolic ministry and evangelism, embodied the gift of God. Most of what we know about St. Matthew is found in the gospel which he penned. And in the 9th chapter of St. Matthew, which we read this morning as the gospel lesson, gives us his call into this apostolic ministry. Matthew, we know, was the son of Alphaeus. And he was serving as a tax collector. He was sitting in the tax office. And as I've said many, many times before, tax collectors, who were usually recruited by the Romans to tax their own people, were despised of the people. Many of them, many, many tax collectors were corrupt, would gather much more than what was required and pocketed much of that money. Many of these tax collectors were thieves. And so the Jewish people despised the fact that their own had been pandered into this sort of usury, this thievery. And so they were despised. But Matthew was sitting there at the tax office when Jesus passed by, and he simply said to him, "Follow me. Follow me." And so Matthew got up and he went to his house. He invited Jesus. We know from the other gospels that Jesus was then invited to his house, and they had a great feast. And not only was it other co-workers, not only was it other tax collectors, but there were other sinners that were there. And the Pharisees, when they saw it, said, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Isn't that a wonderful statement? It brings hope to us. St. Matthew, his witness, his life, his call, brings us some level of hope as we encounter the living Lord, the Word that has become flesh, meeting us right where we are, in our own sins, in our own sickness of soul, in our own brokenness. God says to us, follow me. Follow me. And on top of that, He sits down. He sits down and feasts with us. He enters into our lives in very real and tangible ways. Thank God that our Lord sat with tax collectors and sinners. And so from the very beginning of His call, we see St. Matthew as embodying this aspect of His very name, the gift of God. A church tradition tells us that sometime after the council, the first council of Jerusalem, which is recorded in the book of Acts, and perhaps during the persecution of King Herod Agrippa in the 40s and 50s AD, St. Matthew left Palestine and settled for a period of time in the city of Antioch. Antioch, where St. Peter was serving as the first bishop of that city. And it was in Antioch that St. Matthew, writing to the Jewish community there, wanted to answer the question posed by St. John the Baptist to Jesus, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? St. Matthew, in writing this gospel, answers the question in his concern for his fellow Jewish brethren there in the city of Antioch. He pens this gospel of St. Matthew in order to answer the question that there be no doubt that all that the prophets, all that the law had pointed to came to be in Messiah, in Christ, in the Anointed One, in Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus as the gift of God. And as Antiochian Orthodox Christians who have our spiritual roots in Antioch, in the place where St. Matthew likely penned his gospel, we share a special heritage, a special connection to St. Matthew and his ministry. We share in the gift of God. But let's be clear that St. Matthew, whose name means gift of God, was himself the gift of God only in that his life and his witness pointed to and proclaimed the true gift of God. Who is the gift of God? Well, Jesus, during his ministry, if you remember from John chapter 4, as he was passing through the country of Samaria, he stopped at a well where a Samaritan woman was drawing water. And he sat down. And Jesus said to the woman, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Jesus unequivocally declares himself to be the gift of God, the source of living waters. Our Lord Jesus Christ indeed is that gift, the gift of God. St. Paul in Romans 6 and verse 23 says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, Jesus Christ, who is the eternal life, is the gift of God. And in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, St. Paul writes, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. the gift of God. We, like Matthew, St. Matthew, become the recipients of the gift of God, the gift of His grace, His saving grace. When we who are bound in our own sins and brokenness encounter the living waters, encounter truth that is embodied in this person called Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. St. Matthew embodied and made manifest the gift of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and thereby lived up to His name through His own apostolic and evangelistic ministry. The gift of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is embodied, it's incarnationalized, it's enfleshed in the apostolic ministry of the church. It's interesting that the other name that Matthew had, as recorded in St. Luke, is Levi. Levi. Levi, hearkening to Levi the son of Aaron, representative of the Levites, a priestly ministry. And so Matthew, as a gift of God, also conveys the sacerdotal nature of the apostolic ministry, that is, the priestly ministry of the church. St. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, in admonishing Timothy, says, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God." He says, "Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." In other words, he's saying to Timothy, you have been ordained. You have an apostolic gift. You embody as a minister of the church the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the very gift of God. So stir up. Stir up those charisms. Stir up those ministries so that you yourself might become the gift of God to others. Like St. Matthew, not only do we become the recipients of the gift of God, but in our apostolic ministry of the church, we bear the gift of God. We ourselves become the gift of God to others whom we encounter. I've shared with you in recent weeks of the many hospital visitations I've had, starting back in the beginning of August with our dear brother in Christ, Zacchaeus, who was very critically injured in my trips to shock trauma. And then this week, Joe Maley, who suffered a near-fatal stroke in my visits to the hospital with him. And during these last few weeks, I've had so many encounters with people, and just simply wearing my clerics in my cassock at the hospital, others recognizing that I represent the church, that I represent a priestly ministry, an apostolic ministry, that I embody in some way, even though they may not be able to put words to it, a gift of God. And it's not Father James himself who's that gift of God, but rather Father James as a priest of the church, as a gift of God. People in their darkest hour, in their moments of crisis, reaching out to something tangible, something connected to the grace of God in a moment of darkness, in a moment of defeat and despair in their own lives. And even though we all may not be ordained clergy, you are still called to the priesthood of all believers, sharing in the apostolic ministry of St. Matthew and of all the apostles, and being the hands and feet of Christ, of being a gift of God to a lost and dying world. Father Paul Schnurla, who had served for many, many years in our archdiocese, was a man who embodied this ministry, the spirit of St. Matthew, and being an evangelist and helping to grow the church in North America. Father Paul had served for many years as a professor of Old Testament at St. Vladimir's Seminary. Was very renowned in his work of and study of Scripture, particularly the Old Testament. And then for many years, Father Paul Schnurla served as the Vicar General for the Western Rite of our archdiocese. And it was under his ministry that many, many missions were established. Many people were brought into the Orthodox faith by means of the Western tradition. In fact, it was Father Paul Schnurla who I had early conversations with in my own journey into the Orthodox faith. Father Paul was also instrumental right here with one of our folks, John Malloy, who had been Roman Catholic but living in New York, had encountered Father Paul many years ago and had started, it was Father Paul who started John Malloy on his journey to Orthodoxy as well. I received word late last night that Father Paul, at a very ripe old age, probably in his upper 90s, went home to be with the Lord. And while we certainly grieve his loss, we acknowledge that we ourselves are a certain legacy of his. A legacy of his, not in Father Paul Schnurla himself, but Father Paul Schnurla, who embodied, just like St. Matthew, the gift of God, the gift of truth, the gift of ministry, the gift of bringing others into the church. And so on this day, as we celebrate this feast of this great apostle, to which we are all heirs of a legacy of Antioch, let us continue to renew our commitment to the faith, to be evangelists, to embody the grace of our Lord in all the areas of ministry to which we have been called, so that we too may, like Matthew, be a gift of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.